So my name's Danielle. I'm the Toronto sales rep for Clawfeld Cider Company. So I generally am in Toronto doing sales, pushing the cider to restaurants. I also do all of my own deliveries and everything. So I'm always constantly in the city, really pushing the cider scene. And I do everything from sales, deliveries, bottling, labeling, all the fun stuff to make sure everything gets done, because everything needs to always get done. So. Clawfeld's been around. This is our third year now. We are affiliated with Wapoose Estates Winery is who opened us because a few years ago they decided they wanted to start carrying cider and couldn't under their wine license. So they opened up a new facility and started a cider license. And now we produce a nice variety of fruit wines, flavored ciders, wine ciders, and stuff like that.
What ciders are you sampling today?
So today we're serving our famous smashed apple cider, which is a nice dry apple. It's very easygoing, very light, but still nice and packed with apple flavor. And then the second one is our framboise raspberry cider. So it's a fruit wine cider, so it's actually blended with wine and apples. And it's what's nice about it is that it sits at 8% alcohol, but it's still very packed with flavor. And it's a very sour cider. So if you like stuff like sourpuss or like a really like kind of dry cranberry kind of taste on your finish, it gives you a nice like pucker at the end.
Tell us a little bit about your big cider. I mean, I think the Smashed is what you would say is your flagship cider.
So Smashed Apple is definitely what we're most known for. It's a nice, dry, easy drinking cider. It sits at 6.5% alcohol. We use all of our own apples from our orchard to make it. And instead of actually pressing or crushing apples to make the cider, we smash the apples, and that's kind of where we got the name from. And I think everyone kind of really enjoys the name of it, being that most of like the cider drinking market is kind of people around my age, like anywhere in like their 20s, early 30s, stuff like that. And everyone kind of sees the name, sees the label, and sees how fun it is and really wants to get into it. So,
what's been the biggest challenge you've come across so far in 2017? What's maybe been hindering or been something that, you know, has been a bit of a roadblock for the cidery itself?
So the biggest challenge this year actually is that there are so many cider companies now that it's actually become a little harder to get into restaurants, just because now, back when there was only like a handful of options, even just like 2 years ago, now there's, as we see here, around 30 cider companies today. So there's so many options as far as cider goes, and everyone kind of wants like something different, but they also want like the most affordable, and they want the best product and everything like that. So it's actually just the variety of cider, which honestly, like, we're all very happy that there is now a nice variety of cider, but it also kind of hurts every kind of company on its own trying to now fight each other to get the spot that we want to make sales. So,
do you have anything special or fun coming up in the end of the year? Maybe a new release of some sort or something you're looking to do?
We actually are just bottling next week. We're going to be releasing our Disco Lemonade. So it's a lemonade wine cider. So it's going to sit around 8 or 9% alcohol, available in 341 milliliters, like most of our ciders are. And it's going to be jam-packed with lemonade flavor, but it's still going to be a nice kind of balance of a wine cider, kind of wine spritzer, very light drink. So everyone's really looking forward to that.
Thank you so much, and good luck today. It looks like it's going to be a busy one.
Thank you.